WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms to develop toward midday. Otherwise, skies will continue to be mostly cloudy, and we'll have a high in the lower 60s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. In state news this morning, both vice presidential candidates will spend their afternoon in Iowa today with Democrat Joe Biden in Burlington and Republican Paul Ryan in Des Moines. Biden will speak this afternoon at the Port of Burlington in the Mississippi River town as he begins a two-day trip to Iowa. He'll hold events Tuesday in Ottumwa and Grinnell. Ryan will hold an afternoon news conference today at a downtown Des Moines hotel, and that's a change from earlier plans to hold an outdoor rally at the downtown Simon Estes Amphitheater. The stops continue a string of visits to Iowa by the presidential and vice presidential candidates. Iowa is one of about six battleground states that likely will decide whether Democratic President Barack Obama or Republican challenger Mitt Romney will win the November 6th presidential election. I'll have more news in just a moment. KJAN News Time is 9:01.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley walked an early and tricky path into the presidential proving ground in Iowa on Sunday, less than 60 days before the 2012 election. The chairman of the Democratic Governors Association says he's focused on helping Iowans elect a Democratic governor in 2014, not sowing the seeds for his own presidential ambition. O'Malley told reporters before speaking to hundreds of Iowa Democratic activists that he was attending the fundraiser because his friend, Senator Tom Harkin, asked him to come to Harkin's annual steak fry. The steak fry has been a common stop for early White House aspirants in Iowa, where the presidential caucuses are scheduled to begin the 2016 Democratic nominating process. Iowa Secretary of State Matt Schultz told the Des Moines Register he may sue to try to get access to a federal database so he can cross-check his list of suspected illegal voters. Schultz has discovered there are 3,582 people who weren't U.S. citizens when they got their Iowa driver's license, but they are also registered to vote in Iowa. A judge late Friday issued a temporary injunction that prevents Schultz from taking any further action. Schultz spoke about the issue last week during a legislative hearing. And when somebody casts a ballot, you can't unring that bill. Schultz says if somebody is ineligible to vote and they cast a ballot that's been counted, we can't take that back. Schultz said this is an important election coming up, and every election's important, but there's a lot of importance placed on this election, and we're under a situation where we've had these kind of numbers, and we can't be for certain whether they're accurate or not. Schultz wants to cross-check his list with a federal database to see if some of the nearly 3,600 people on his list have become U.S. citizens. Senator Tom Harkin brought up the issue Sunday during a speech to fellow Democrats gathered at his annual fundraiser.
I know that Secretary of State Schultz in this state and other Republicans in swing states around the country are embarked on a program of intimidation to keep new citizens from voting.
Harkin praised the judge who issued the temporary injunction preventing Schultz from proceeding. The judge is Mary Pat Gunderson, appointed to the bench by Republican Governor Terry Branstad. In 1997 and 98, she was hired by Republicans to serve as Secretary of the Iowa Senate. Her husband, Joe Gunderson, was the Republican candidate for Attorney General in 1994. In a written statement issued Friday evening, Schultz said while he is very disappointed by the ruling, it is just one of the many steps in the litigation process. A Drake University expert says the billion-dollar lawsuit filed against ABC News and others by Beef Products Incorporated, or BPI, over the stories that called its finely textured beef product pink slime will break some new ground. Neil Hamilton is the director of the Agricultural Law Center at the Des Moines School.
Well, you never know how a case might come out, but it's going to be an uphill battle because You know, there are a number of important First Amendment issues and other issues, as well as issues in interpretation of the South Dakota law that they're filing it under. But I'm sure their attorneys believe they at least have a fighting chance.
The lawsuit was filed under a 1994 law that makes it illegal to defame a food product. Hamilton says proving the law was violated poses a challenge.
Whether any of the information was false, and also the question of how it actually, what the defamation was. So there are a number of important issues, and many of these statutes have never been interpreted in court.
A lawyer for BPI says ABC News ran stories over a 30-day period that caused them to eventually have to close three of the plants to make the product, even though it was approved by the FDA as safe. Hamilton said proving the stories did the damage is the key.
So many of the news stories had that other side, but of course it came later in the stories, and so I think their argument would be the weight of what the stories were was to build this impression that this was somehow an unsafe product.
And BPI is seeking $1.2 billion in that lawsuit. Hamilton says 13 states have this type of food product disparagement law, but there is very little history of the laws being used successfully in the courts to recover damages. The $850,000 Iowa taxpayers contributed to the World Food Prize organization last year was the biggest deduction. Biggest donation the group has received. The Des Moines Register reports that Iowa taxpayers accounted for nearly one-third of the foundation's spending in 2011. Public support is growing for the foundation that recognizes achievement in agriculture and holds an annual symposium every October. But Iowa officials agree that the investment in the World Food Prize Foundation has paid off because it has improved the reputation of the state. Taking a look at some local news this morning, a domestic disturbance Sunday evening in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of two people. According to Red Oak Police, 30-year-old Paul Earl Lemberg II and 28-year-old Jonah Christine Dolph, both of Red Oak, were arrested for breach of peace. The pair was taken into custody in the 500 block of North 6th Street in Red Oak. Lemberg faces additional charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia and interference with official acts. Lemberg and Dolph are being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest on Sunday of 19-year-old Drew Dale Goodridge of Stanton. Goodridge was taken into custody at around 10:40 p.m. on a warrant out of Montgomery County for theft in the fifth degree. The man was booked into the jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Family members and Amtrak officials are looking for a retired California man who disappeared from a train somewhere between Denver and Chicago. Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri said Sunday that the railroad is searching for 69-year-old Charlie Dowd. Dowd, who lives in San Mateo, California, boarded the Amtrak train on Wednesday in the San Francisco area. His son talked with him by cell phone on Thursday evening when the train was in the Denver area, and that was the last time family members talked to Dowd. Dowd's luggage, cell phone, and medication arrived in Chicago without him on Friday. Family members say they're worried that Dowd may become disoriented without his medication. Dowd is a retired firefighter who's 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighs 175 pounds. And one person suffered minor injuries during a single vehicle rollover accident Saturday afternoon south of Atlantic. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Brian Rink told KJAN News a 22-year-old Andrew Jackson Rice of Atlantic was treated at the scene or refused medical treatment to the hospital anyway, which for the accident which occurred around 4:45 p.m. about 2 miles south of Atlantic on 620th Street. Ring said that Rice was traveling north on 620th on the 1999 Pontiac he was driving, went off onto the right shoulder. He overcorrected on the gravel, sending the vehicle across the road and into the west ditch where it apparently rolled once before coming to rest back on the road. Rice, who was wearing his seatbelt, was cited for failure to maintain control. The car was totaled in the crash. Taking a look now at world headlines here on KJAN. Arab countries are seeing a third day of relative calm, but the protests against an anti-Islamic film continue to rage in Asia. Hundreds of protesters torched a press club in a government building in Pakistan, leading to clashes with police that left at least one person dead. Demonstrators also battled with police outside of a U.S. military base in Afghanistan and the U.S. Embassy in Indonesia. About a dozen Occupy Wall Street protesters have been arrested during a march near the New York Stock Exchange on the anniversary of the grassroots movement. A couple hundred protesters participated in the march this morning. Protesters who sat on the sidewalk were arrested. Earlier, they gathered across the street from Zuccotti Park, the site of the movement's birth. On Saturday, at least a dozen protesters were arrested as some 300 people observed the anniversary. Stocks are slipping at the open of trading on Wall Street today following European markets lower. U.S. stocks are coming off a rally last week that sent the S&P 500 to its highest level in nearly 5 years. The Fed Reserve on Thursday announced a new measure to encourage people to borrow and spend more, and many believe that other central banks in Europe and Asia will follow suit. Mitt Romney is looking to explain to voters more clearly what he would do as president. In a new TV ad, he says he plans to help the middle class, cutting the deficit, balancing the budget, reducing spending, and helping small business. And he says he will add 12 million new jobs. Some Republican campaign veterans have been telling Romney that he can't beat Barack Obama by just criticizing him. A series of polls puts Obama in front nationally and in key states. And both sides had been hoping Chicago teachers would be back in the classroom today, but instead the strike is entering its second week. Teachers yesterday said they needed more time to review a complicated offer from city school officials. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says he'll try to get a court order forcing teachers back to work. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
In the funeral announcements, Glenn Clemson, age 83 of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Glenn Clemson will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Lee Clemenson, age 92 of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lee Clemenson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Arlene Herr, age 76 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Marlene Herr will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Anita Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Norma Antofer, age 90 of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Norma Antofer will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Dedham. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ethel Brenneman, age 95 of Iowa City and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Briarwood Health Care Center in Iowa City. Graveside services for Ethel Brenneman will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Anthony Weiss, age 49 of Denver, Colorado, died Saturday in Westminster, Colorado. Services for Anthony Weiss are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. The Skyscan forecast is next.